number one, it's great exercise. Number two, we have a great bond of friends that we cycle with. We all live in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Our spouses have become very close. We actually meet as a group every day of the year, either to cycle or to have coffee at Starbucks. So literally, our group meets every day, either to cycle or to have a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. And we've become incredibly close, and we've gone through, you know, we're getting older, and, you know, we've gone through personal illnesses and kids' issues and great things with our children, but it's been a great, it's a very relaxing experience. One of the interesting things is that I think most men don't have circles of friends like this. Women have these circles, but men don't, and we've been blessed by this. The group of guys are very, very close. Two of my most favorite rides, interesting enough, one was Kansas, actually. Well, we had a tailwind, which was unusual because we were going east to west. And the wind is usually west to east in Kansas. But the week we were there, it reversed east to west. So we were averaging about 26 miles an hour. It was spectacular. It was such great riding. My favorite is probably the ride through Jackson Hole, through Yellowstone, ending up in Sun Valley. That was great. The second time we crossed America took 7 years. And that's the ride that started in Yorktown, Virginia. The first year was Virginia. The second year was Kentucky. The third year was Missouri. The fourth year was Kansas. The fifth year was Colorado to Wyoming. The sixth year was going through Yellowstone, Sun Valley, ending up in the Boise area. And then the last year, year seven, was Boise to Florence, Oregon in the Pacific Ocean.
Other than fun, other than seeing America, which is a beautiful country, were there any lessons involved for you that maybe equate to your medical practice?
Well, number one, you find out how great people are. You know, we talked to a lot of interesting people along the way. We were in North Dakota before the boom. We're in North Dakota in the early 2000s when it was just incredibly bleak with a lot of people leaving the state because there were no jobs.
Right.
And we got to talk to a lot of people there and what it was like to live in North Dakota. And, you know, I think people generally, I would say, were incredibly positive about where they were living and about life, and they wanted to hear our story. And they were wonderful. I mean, buy us breakfast. I mean, have a beer with us. It was great. I mean, Americans are really nice people. I mean, when you're a bicyclist, you're never sure how people are going to react. You know, when you're riding in the East, the car is not your friend. So, you know, we were pleasantly surprised, particularly by the truckers, like in Kansas, where they'd literally move into the center so that they would avoid any downdraft with us. They were great. One of the messages I give my rheumatology colleagues is I think it's very important to have other interests besides just their profession. And one of the things that I've learned with biking is that we do great things in our practice and our day-to-day life as rheumatologists. And I think I'm a better doctor because I have these outside interests.